Hello and welcome to the Helix Reviews Podcast. My name is David Arrington, bringing you reviews from a Christian geek worldview. And today on the show, I'm going to be talking about Madam Web. So this is the new Spider-Man-ish movie coming out here. It's in the Spider-Man Cinematic Universe, Sony's Spider-Man Cinematic Universe without Spider-Man. So we got Venom, we got Morbius, and now we have Madam Web. And upcoming, we have Kraven the Hunter. The critics are absolutely thrashing this movie. They just do not like this movie at all. What do I think? Are they right? Are they wrong? Well, let's get into the review.
A week ago, I spent my life racing against time.
I'm gonna help you out today, okay?
Trying to save people who were running out of it.
Jesse!
Until one moment changed everything.
Madam Web. Cassandra Web is a New York metropolis paramedic who begins to demonstrate signs of clairvoyance. Forced to challenge the revelations about her past, she needs to safeguard three young spidery women from a deadly adversary who wants them destroyed. This is the part of the show where I would normally talk about the themes and stuff of this. And I'll touch on them a little bit here, but I mean, really, this movie is very surface level. This movie is not deep at all, and it does not seem like they were trying to say anything particularly deep or interesting here. The basic overarching theme seems to be like relationships are important, and kind of having good people around you are important kind of thing. Because you got Madam Web as kind of this character who is very distant from everybody, and then she kind of has to learn that, oh, you know what, maybe closer relationships with people are a good thing. Which ultimately, yeah, you know, okay, a good, you know, closer relationships with people are a good thing. Yes. That's true. And there's really not a lot to this movie thematically. So let's just move over to the more review type section here. This movie, right off the bat, man, this movie is a mess. This movie, you know, the critics aren't lying in some regards when they say, you know, this movie is a mess, and it definitely is. But let's start off with the good, as always. Starting off with the good. Watching this, I kind of had an epiphany, if you want to call it that. I don't know if that's probably not a good way to say it. But, like, watching this movie, I think part of the reason that I like the Venom movies, and to a lesser degree this movie, is because of the tone that these movies are going for. I really like the tone of the Sony Spider-Man universe. Why is that? It's because the tone that they're going for is the tone of the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies. You know, it's kind of absurd, it's kind of corny, you know, but they're leaning into some of that corniness. They're leaning into some of that cheesiness. It's intentionally kind of cheesy, you know, while still trying to maintain a balance of good characters and a good story and stuff. And I think the Venom movies pull that off really well, and the Madam Web doesn't pull that off quite as well. But this is a tone that sets this universe apart from the MCU or the, you know, the DC universe, or, you know, any of the other superhero movie universes and stuff, for the most part, because movies don't really hit on what those original Spider-Man movies hit on. You know, that kind of tone is a tone that movies just don't really go for nowadays. They're trying to go for something more serious, or even with the goofy ones, they're not trying to be like the intentional, cheesy, corny kind of stuff in the way that those older Spider-Man movies were going for and pulled off so perfectly, in my opinion. And so you're hitting this vibe that I like, and then on top of that, you know, you're hitting that vibe that is, you know, that some of my all-time favorite movies are in. And so maybe that's part of the reason that I like this about this movie, but I like the tone that they are going for with this movie. Another interesting thing here is this movie is set in the early 2000s, and so we got like 2000s nostalgia type stuff in here. Like, you see, you know, they're drinking Mountain Dew Code Red and stuff like that, you know, stuff that's just kind of throwbacks to the early 2000s, you know, which I find it interesting, because it used to be like the throwback stuff was like the 80s, and then it was like the 90s, and we're getting to the point where early 2000s is like throwback old school, you know, that's the nostalgia point for a lot of people, you know, is the early 2000s, which makes sense. I mean, that was 24 years ago, it was 2000, so it makes sense. But I find it interesting that we're hitting the point that we're in the 2000s, and that's nostalgic for, you know, a lot of people. And that's kind of what this movie's trying to go for in a way that I think is pretty fun. Adam Scott is in here, who you might recognize from Parks and Recreation and Severance, both those TV shows that I really like. He's in here in a pretty significant role, and he has just that really likable, you know, Joe Schmo everyman kind of role really nailed down, and that's exactly what he is here. He kind of reminds me of Paul Rudd in that way, where he plays that everyman really well and makes him very likable, you know. But moving on to the more negative stuff here. I mean, this movie, as I said earlier, it is a mess. You know, I don't know if this was studio meddling or if it was just like, if it was bad editing or anything, but this movie feels so choppy. Like they're just going to place, thing to thing, and it's just so choppy, so all over the place. And this movie, it feels like, you know, it could use a director's cut. It needs the Snyder cut of whoever the director of this movie is. You know, it needs that cut. It feels like it could be improved with something along those lines. That said, there's also things in here that probably just won't improve. I mean, at points, characters will make just absolutely insane or really weird decisions that just make absolutely no sense. And there's some, like, not even just some small stuff, but there's like some major story beats with, you know, just characters making just ridiculous or just like, what in the world are you doing kind of decisions. Of course, it all, you know, ends up working out because it's a superhero movie or whatever, but it's like, why are you making these kind of crazy decisions like that? It's so weird. There's also some really weird mythology type stuff in here that I don't know if I like or not. I'll get to more of that stuff at the end of the episode. I'll talk about spoilers. But there's some weird mythology going on here with Madame Web. Some of the acting is pretty bad, surprisingly bad, I would say. Characters will be, you know, in the heat of the fight, and they'll say something, you know, in the midst of an action sequence or something, but just with no urgency or no passion in their voices and stuff. And it's just kind of weird to me, because it's like, I don't know that I've seen any of, I've probably seen some of these actors previously before. I recognized some of them just as, like, celebrity actors, but I don't know, you know. Sydney Sweeney, she is in this movie. Isn't she like a popular actress? She's like, I assume that's because she's good. It's not just because she's pretty. I don't know. I have the impression that like people like her because she's really good too, but it's like, she wasn't great in this. Yeah, there's just some not great acting all around, I'd say. And honestly, probably the biggest problem with this movie for me is that really I didn't find Madame Web, the central leading character, really all that likable. You know, I can overlook a lot of problems with a movie if I like the characters. You know, the case in point, the Suicide Squad. You know, it's like that. I like Suicide Squad, the David Ayer first one. You know, I like that movie, even though it's an absolute mess and everything, because I like the characters. This movie, it struggles to make me like it as much, because a lot of these characters I either don't find very interesting. I mean, there's the three spider women type characters that she's hanging out with, and they're okay, you know. At least they got like some different personalities to kind of bounce off each other, but none of them are particularly interesting. And then Cassandra Webb, you know, Madame Webb, I just found pretty bland, and even, you know, verging on unlikable at times. And it's like, this is the biggest disappointment to me, is if they made these characters like really likable, but the rest of the movie was as much of a mess as it is, I would probably like this movie quite a bit more. That said, because these characters are kind of bland or kind of meh, you know, it's the whole movie just doesn't live up to what it could have been, even still being a mess, you know? Also, by the way, the three characters that are all supposed to be teenagers in here are just absolutely not teenagers. Like, this is not even something that I always notice when those movies, I know they do this all the time, but I don't even notice it all the time with some of those movies. But this one, I'm like looking at these people, I'm like, none of you three are teenagers. What are you talking about? Anyway, and then there's like some costumes in here that I thought were pretty dumb. Some were okay, some were decent, but then there's some costumes in here. I'll talk about more what I'm talking about more in the spoiler section. But some were like, pretty dumb looking, I thought. But overall, this movie, I would say it's not as bad as the critics say that it is. They're like, man, they are really rating this so lowly and so harshly. Whereas I would say, you know, it's a mess, but it's more of just kind of middling movie ultimately for me. Whereas I wish it was much more, but it's all right.
Welcome back to the land that we're living.
I don't understand what's happening.
I've been having visions.
I knew he was gonna die.
I think I'm seeing the future.
Madam Web is rated PG-13 for violence / action and language. I would give it a 3 out of 5 stars on the enjoyability scale.
If you want to live, you have to trust me.
Get ready. Now!
You're showing off.
Maybe a little.
All right, it's time for spoilers. Time to talk spoilers for Madam Web. So if you have not seen the movie and you don't want spoilers, well, you've been warned, or you can keep listening. Either way, you have been warned. Spoilers for Madam Web going forward from here. So the costumes that I was talking about specifically here is the rainforest people, the Spider-Mans in the rainforest that have those really, in my opinion, just stupid looking costumes where it's like halfway between Spider-Man and Venom with the lines just kind of wrapping all around them and stuff. And it just looks really weird. It does not look good to me. And also that's like kind of some of the lore stuff I was referencing where it's like, is this cool? I don't know. This is weird that there's just like a whole tribe of Spider-Men out in the Peruvian jungle. Like, that is such an odd idea. Where did this concept come from? Is this in the comics somewhere? I don't know, maybe. But I think a lot of this movie is not in the comics, actually. Because Madam Web, I guess I don't know what Madam Web's origin story here is. You know, this is her, they made this into an origin story. I don't know what her origin story is in the comics. I just know her as the Oracle that's in the Spider-Verse and stuff, and she's like blind and crippled and stuff, which she wasn't in this until the very end, and then she's like, okay, now she's blind, now she's crippled, and so it's like, oh, okay, I guess this is the Madam Web that we know, so it's like, okay, I guess, fair enough, but it's just real weird. Speaking of the Peruvian jungles, why in the world did she go to Peru midway through the movie? Like, I understand from an origin story perspective, and they want to tell her what's going on and stuff, but she's just kind of randomly decides midway through, you know what I need to do? I need to go to Peru to figure out what my mom was doing, because like somehow this is gonna help. That, you know, it's like, I don't understand why she was thinking that would help, you know, anything. And then like this evil Spider-Man guy that's the villain is like, has tried to kill these people multiple times within like a few days or something, you know, really close period of time. And then suddenly she's like, I'm gonna be gone for a week, so just lay low, girls. And it's just like, what are you talking about? That's insane. What? And then what is she even doing? She just goes to the rainforest and is just kind of wandering around until she stumbles on one of these guys. So it's pretty stupid. It does not make any sense. It's like, I don't know, maybe did I rate this movie too highly? But it's pretty stupid. There is stuff like that in this movie that's just like, what in the world is going on here? Also, does the villain shoot webs? We never see him shoot webs, but there's like 2 points in the movie. One point where he's like jumping off a car and it looks like he's about to shoot a web. And then there's another point where it looks like he kind of flies in, almost looks like he was supposed to be swinging on a web or something. So I was like, was he supposed to swing on webs and they cut that stuff out? Or did he have webs when the camera wasn't pointing at him? I don't know. I find it very weird that it's like, it almost looked like he had webs, but then he doesn't, you know? Also, maybe the biggest, I guess, connection to the wider, Marvel universe and comics and everything is like, is this like a secret undercover Spider-Man origin story? Where Adam Scott is playing this character called Ben that would be Ben Parker, Uncle Ben, you know, I guess. They don't say Parker. They don't say his last name. So could be. But he's playing Ben. So, you know, he could potentially be Uncle Ben. His sister's name is Mary, you know, Mary Parker, which would be Peter's mom. And Mary is pregnant, which would make him the Uncle Ben, you know, of this kid. And also, you know, with him being Uncle Ben, at one point in the story, Ben tells Cassandra, essentially, with great power comes great responsibility. Like, he relays that message to her, not those exact words, but he relays that message to her, you know, in this story, you know, which is like, that's Uncle Ben's message. I mean, it's not in the comics, but it is in the movies. Like, that's Uncle Ben's message to Spider-Man. So that's Uncle Ben's message to Madame Web here, if this is Uncle Ben. And then there's multiple points in this movie where they're like about to reveal the name of the baby, but then they get interrupted or it like cuts away, which implies that, okay, this is something significant, right? Like, they don't reveal the name, so it's like, okay, you know, they're building up to it. Who's it going to be? And then in the end, they don't even reveal the name in the end, you know, which I think is a mistake just in a movie and storytelling standpoint. Why did you build this up and then not ever reveal who it was? Presumably, that would have been Peter as the baby. There's no Aunt May, but Ben does say he's dating someone and it's like serious now, so, you know, we don't get a name, but it could be May. Plus, this is set in the 2000s. As I mentioned earlier, if this is set in the 2000s, if we fast forward to modern day, Peter could be, you know, well old enough to be Spider-Man and have been Spider-Man for a little while, even. So it's like this so lines up with being a Spider-Man origin story that it really makes me wonder if they went full board on this and then cut some of that out. Or what? I don't know. Like I'm really curious or if that's what they're going for, or it almost felt like a half measure. Like they were like, oh, that's kind of what we want to do, and maybe we're kind of doing this, but if nobody likes it, we'll just pretend like this never happened. Or, so, you know, because they could still say, no, it's, you know, Ben Petersburg or whatever. And then it's like, okay, never mind. It's not no relation, you know. but it sure seems like they were trying to make a weird undercover Spider-Man origin story, which honestly is kind of cool. Like, if they pulled that off more effectively, that could have been, like, awesome, I think. As it is, it's just kind of weird. Yeah, I think that's the main things that I wanted to talk about. What did you think of this movie? Am I being too generous to this movie, maybe? You know, now that I'm talking about some of the negatives and stuff, I'm going, maybe I'm being too generous giving this a whole 3 stars. I don't know. You can shoot me an email, helixreviewspodcast@gmail.com, and let me know what you think. But until then, this is David of Helix Reviews signing out. Bye-bye, guys.